بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله الکریم اما بعد Most respected brothers and elders and especially our youngsters again alhamdulillah it is only the fazl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that so many youngsters have gathered here tonight really it brings tears to our eyes and we can see the enthusiasm our youngsters have a lot of time we hear negative things about our youngsters, but Allah Ta'ala is showing us that they have got real zeal in them and they have come here to become the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala accept all of us, especially our youngsters. May Allah bless them. May Allah guide them. May Allah make them the true flag bearers of deed and Islam. May Allah protect them. May Allah bless them with pious wives when the right time comes and bless them with pious children. May Allah make the hifazat of the iman. May Allah make them excel in their studies. May Allah Ta'ala connect them with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, it is our elders through their du'as and their encouragement that spurs us on to continue to give some type of advice. May Allah Ta'ala accept our sitting here. I know we have some long sessions and the entire day everybody was fasting. But these are things that we require. And it's only the month of Ramadan, really, that the barakat of Ramadan helps us to discuss these things. Out of Ramadan, it is very difficult. Everybody is so busy. In Ramadan, every person is prepared to make the sacrifice. And Allah gives us a certain type of, we say, ruhani taqat, spiritual strength. Otherwise, nobody, even ourselves, we can't sit here. Everybody wants to go home. But if we go home, what are we going to do? We go and sleep away. So at least a little bit of ibadat here, sitting here patiently. Allah is so kind, little excuses, and Allah will forgive us, inshallah. There's a very famous hadith in Bukhari Sharif and other hadith kitabs. That there is, I'm just giving the meaning of it. There's a gathering taking place of people who are making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is one person who comes into the gathering, not to sit for the dhikr gathering, or not to participate in the dini gathering. He has come for some other purpose, perhaps to meet one of his friends who is sitting there. At the end of that gathering, Allah Ta'ala announced to the angels that, I have forgiven all of them. So the angels said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what about that person? He did not come to sit and make your dhikr and tasbih. He came for some other work. Allah says that he is also forgiven. Why? Because of the barakat of the remaining people who are remembering Allah. Hum qawmun la yashqa bihim jaleesun. They are such people that anybody else who sits with them, he also won't be deprived. So Allah is so kind. We are actually sitting in your company, really. And again, I want to give an invitation to all my young friends. Please feel free to meet us. I would like to become your friend. So you give me your name and your telephone number. I won't trouble you, inshallah. And neither am a matchmaker, so please, I just would like to meet you, inshallah, when we have programs, especially for youth, then we can contact you. Otherwise, after Ramadan, it's difficult to see all our youngsters again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you, really. Allah ta'ala has blessed you. In these times, and I know the challenges that every youngster is going through, it's not easy to come into the masjid this part of the night, with all the temptations going around, especially when schools are closed even. So Allah ta'ala wants to give you something. So inshallah, meet the ulama, meet us. We'll sit, we'll talk, inshallah. You have any problems, if we are able to guide, able to help you, inshallah, we can tell you our problem, maybe you can help us also. So inshallah, it is only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this gathering, you can see there are so many ulama ikram sitting here. So many hufaz ikram. They could have gone home also. But they are sitting with us. So inshallah, through their barakat, Allah ta'ala will forgive all of us, Allah will help us. We had commenced the remembrance of death, and I said many of the mashayikh, especially in the last 10 days of Ramadan, they read different passages from this kitab of Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullahi. The idea is not to make us scared and now lose all courage. No, I explained to you already about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we need a little bit of injection now then. Without that injection, then we don't realize our purpose. And death is such a thing that even a young person can experience. Normally our mind tells us, when I grow old, get white hair, grey hair, I'll have a walking stick and false teeth, then I will die. No.
Maut can come anytime. And in these times, we see that many youngsters, they pass away. So many youngsters have passed away. So therefore, this different malfuzat and the poetry on maut is to remind ourselves that, listen, you are not going to be in this world forever and ever. And there has to come the cut-off date, expiry date, where the visa of your life expires and now you have to experience death and you will leave this world. Now some person may think that only these Maulanas know about zikr and bayan, that's all they know. No. Our deen is so nice, so beautiful. There are times when we will sit and joke. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was cheerful. But of course, those jokes are not obscene jokes. Not jokes that take away and ruin the person's iman. Now those things, we've got to be careful. When Rasulullah joked also, when he jested also, it was something that he spoke with, which was haq and truth. He didn't fabricate a story just to make people laugh, no. But Rasulullah was so cheerful, so happy. He would smile at the sahaba with his family. Somebody asked about playing with their children. Of course, it's a sunnah of Rasulullah to play with your children. There was a sahabi by the name of Aqra bin Habis radiallahu ta'ala. And he saw Rasulullah kissing his grandson Hassan or Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. Rasulullah was very fond of his grandchildren. He was so fond of his grandchildren that imagine the Nabi of Allah is giving a khutbah, sitting on the mimbar. Sahaba sitting and giving a talk. And suddenly Hassan Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma walk into the masjid with little boys. Rasulullah stops the bayan of his, stops the khutbah, he descends. He goes and he grabs them. He kisses them. He said, إِنَّ الْوَلَدَ مَبْخَلَةٌ مَجْبَنَةٌ. These children are such. The love of these children can make a person, in simple terms, what majbana means, coward-like in the sense that now, because of the children, a person is going to spend more time with them, and normally maybe he would spend more time with the masjid, but still that's also ibadat. It's not only the masjid that's ibadat. Even spending time with your children, to showing them love and muhabbat, there are so many kitabs written, of how Rasulullah would play with Hassan Hussein radiallahu anhu, and how he makes some rhymes, of course, not that Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall and fell from the wall and all that nonsense. He would make some nice words and tease them and play with them. He would like to see them happy. He could not see his grandchildren suffering. The cries of his grandchildren would cause him some pain. He would tell the Sahabi, he couldn't see what is happening, why are they crying? So he loved his children, he loved his wives. He loved his family members. Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala, Usama was the son of Zayd. Zayd was the adopted son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is real son? I don't know, my topic is going in this direction. There were a few brothers who told me, Marana, we want to hear on Sahaba. Inshallah, in the days to come, we will speak on some Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Zayd radiallahu ta'ala, many of you know the story, but for our young friends, inshallah, it's a long story how he came to Makkah Mukarramah and he was a slave and then he comes into the possession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, then into Rasulullah's hands. And then his father and uncle had come looking for him because they had escaped and Zayd radiallahu ta'ala was sold as a slave and finally he came into Makkah Mukarramah and he lived with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He became so close to Rasulullah ﷺ, he had such love for Rasulullah. He was a youngster. That when his father and uncle came, they said, that now you decide. We have come to fetch our son. Rasulullah said, I got no problem, no objection. Zayd, you decide where you want to go. He looks at his father and uncle, and looks at Rasulullah ﷺ. Brothers, he comes running to Rasulullah ﷺ. He says, I am prepared to leave my family for the sake of my Rasulullah ﷺ. So Zayd radiallahu was the adopted son of Rasulullah. In the beginning he was known as Zayd bin Muhammad. Allah Ta'ala then said, no, now don't call him Zayd bin Muhammad. Because Zayd is the adopted son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Udu'uhum li abaihim, hu aqsatu indallah. Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu ta'ala. But Rasulullah loved him as though he was his own son. Now Usama is a son of Zayd. And Rasulullah loved Usama just as well. It is mentioned in the kitabs, Hassan Hussein radiallahu, or Hassan radiallahu, sitting on one lap of Rasulullah, on the other lap is Usama bin Zayd radiallahu. Imagine the last jamaat that Rasulullah dispatches just before he passes away. And
Who, which type of Sahaba in that Jamaat?
Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. But who is the leader and the Amir of the Jamaat? Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu. If I'm not mistaken, he was not even about 18 years old at the time, or 20 years old. Now can we see the youth of Sahaba? The love Rasul had for the Sahaba, the youth also. So Islam is such a balanced religion. Yes, there are times, I mentioned the other day, nikah time you'll be happy, rejoicing, not maut like maut came. And in maut time you show that the remorse and you show that grief. So there are occasions for every time. So you play with your children, of course it must not distract you and make you negligent of your salat, that you discard your salat because of your children. You've gone for a holiday now because you're making them happy, entertaining your children. So now you'll do haram things, you'll take them to entertain them, you'll give them haram entertainment. No, that is not correct. Whilst, Brother Ghi, now we're going to give the example of Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali, because most of you knew him, and in this masjid, you see the balance in his life, really. It was balance in his life. There were times when he would be crying in dua, and the time would he be absolutely cheerful with his family and friends. When he comes to the masjid, I know of one person personally. I wish I had that type of akhlaq. I know of one person personally. There's a 5 time namaz, you know. And he should say that I never used to read in namaz. I should come here to Melanson Road to drop off one of my friends for namaz. And I should come into the parking lot to leave him and go away. I never used to come inside. He said, I should see Maulana. And Maulana with a smile, Assalamu alaikum, bhai, how are you? Just ask him how he's feeling. Maulana should come to the masjid. Nothing. And he said, this Maulana never shout me at all. He didn't tell me where you're going by. He said, Salaam, by you okay, anything you need. He says, there came a time when he realized, no, that I must start my namaz and today, mashallah, 5 times namaz. So this is deen. There's a time when you will smile, the time when you will play with your children, and of course, there's a time when a person engages in ibadat. So it's not, sometimes it seems so difficult, now only zikr and tasbih and tilawat, now we read 3 surahs and we're so tired. But all this is for our own benefit. When a person, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will take that person who had all the riches in this world, and every type of comfort you can think. A life of luxury, happiness, bliss, no pain, no suffering. But, because of his deeds, now he is getting Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala will take him and just dip him. Just dip him into Jahannam, just once. Sabghatan. Then Allah will ask him, tell me, did you ever have any enjoyment in your life, in the world? He said, Allah, nothing. Every type of enjoyment and comfort that he had in his world will totally be forgotten. Another person who had only pain and suffering in this world, but now he's destined for Jannah, Allah will just dip him into Jannah once. Allah will ask him, hal marraka bika ba'sun qattu? Did any calamity befall you, any pain, suffering? Ya Allah, nothing. Example we give, when we gave for Hajj Umrah, sometimes it's a visa problem, and you're waiting last minute, you don't know if it's visa coming, not coming, and you have to get to the airport, and you got your luggage, and you go there, and there's some, your luggage doesn't come out, and you're going to stand there, and they're taking so long just to stamp that passport, and you are tired, sometimes you're fasting, and sometimes you're in ihram, and you're namaz, and you are, it's hours you are getting delayed. But once you reach Madina Munawwara, once you're standing before Rosa Mubarak, once you're standing before the Kaaba, you forget all the suffering. As though nothing happened. That woman who is pregnant, and she says, oof, this is 9 months. Ask our mothers and sisters. They say, never again. The last one. They say, no. Look at the pain I'm going to go through. But when she sees that child, that bubbly child in front of her, she forgets all that pain. This is what will happen when you go to Jannah, inshallah. Say, Ameen, inshallah. Have the Jannah in front of us. Inshallah, have yaqeen, we will enter into Jannah. We will slip here and there, inshallah, protect us. But come back onto Sirat. Never lose hope, inshallah. So we will just quickly just do the couplets we did already. I know it's already 11 o'clock. Just a little bit while more, inshallah. But if any person requires to go, please don't feel difficult. Some people are working also. They may have been sitting for long.
And the poet says, I won't read the Arabic now, just the English. He says, oh deceived person, you have wasted your life in negligence. Stand up, make amends for today you have been given respite. Shed tears for the time you have lost, and by repenting be ashamed of your past life. Advance towards good deeds by striving, because in striving there is success, and in laziness there is deprivation. Live in this world as if you were a traveler on a journey, or rather like a wayfarer. The everlasting residence is only the akhirah. Living this world is only until an appointed time. Whoever has come into this world has to journey one day towards his abode immediately after one another. Have you ever taken heed as to how many have arrived and departed from here? And whoever has arrived has come to depart. When that irresistible calamity, that is death, will occur, then richness and wealth, attendants, servants will not help you. At that time, doctor and friends will, after trying all plans to save you, they will have to leave you in the lurch. After removing that fine clothing from your body, they will wrap you up in the cloths of the kafan. And I make a humble appeal to our youngsters, go one day for one janazah to the ghusl khana and stand there, just observe that body, the deceased body. I promise you, it can change your whole life. There was one person, he's in Johannesburg, he was just telling us now, in Ramadan it was, that he used to be moving around here and there with friends, and no namaz, salat, nothing. It so happened that one day he happened to go to give ghusl, or stand there and watch. He said that became the turning point in his life. Now he has joined the other brothers to give ghusl to the dead ones. He's realized, now he's 5-10 namazi. He left all that messing around and moving around. Youth will understand what I'm talking about. Everything he has left. And now he's so dedicated and he's enjoying his deen. Our Hazrat Mawlana should always say, our akabir, our mashayikh, you see, there's an enjoyment in the obedience of Allah. There's enjoyment. You see, we cannot explain to you that sweetness, that enjoyment. People of the past, they should get such love of Allah in their heart, such ecstasy, such enjoyment, that they would address the Mughal rulers and kings. Oh kings, if only you people knew what we were enjoying, you will come and fight us with your swords and to try and snatch away that peace and enjoyment that we are getting and you don't have. All of us can get that. Only thing, let's change our direction in life. Let us move towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So after removing the fine clothing from the body, they will wrap you up in the cloths of kafan. They will leave you alone in the depth of the earth. They will conceal you from being seen. Some will say he was a very good father. Others will say he was a very good friend. Some will say, may Allah forgive him. Others will say, he lived a very good life in this world. And after saying all this, after all this lip service, they won't even know who departed. They won't bother about you. All the attention will be directed in fighting for the warasa, we say, the mirath, for the distribution of the estate. They will argue and file lawsuits against one another. Thereafter, some will emerge as winners, others as losers. Then very swiftly they will engage themselves in their own businesses of filling their bellies. They will not remember you in solitude nor in public. O deceived, do not be deceived by the company. Ya ayyuhal ghir, la taghrurka suhbatuhum. Do not be deceived by their company. The best of companions is good deeds. Khairul musahibi indi salihul amal. Why then this negligence when the days are passing by? Why then this laziness when the conditions are changing? Why cry over a house which is desolate and whose remains have been effaced? Why wail upon monuments and ruins? Why then this childishness and when childhood days have passed already? Why then these poems when the time of poetry has passed? What is the meaning of play and fun when 50 years of life have passed? When the fire of old age is raged, then what is the meaning of fun and play? Discard the talks of the meeting and separation of Layla and Lubna now. Woman names. Leave the Layla that's in your life, of Hazrat Ari Billah Zakim Sahib, rahmatullah, Allah give him jazayah khair, Allah give him the highest of stages in the akhirat. He taught us, or he tried his level best to make us love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And especially his main concern was not to cast lustful glances at woman. But Nazri, he would say, don't say Layla, Layla. You rather now change your direction and say, Mawla, Mawla, oh my Allah. So leave all that. Why? These beautiful women, no matter how much love and sincerity they may express, yet by the qasam of Allah, they are not free of vice. The love of these beautiful women is only deprivation and grief. The end result of liquor is only intoxication and unconsciousness. Abstain from the love of every beloved and make strong the bond of love with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and rely only on it. We read durood and salam now. And this durood and salam reaches Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How happy he'll become that my banda will send durood and salam upon me. The love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is success, honor, a sign of iman, hence perfect it. The love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that strong rope which will never snap, and the relation which is attached to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is unbreakable. How wonderful! The love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a means of attachment and friendship for a man, the best treasure for an accumulator of wealth and a provision for a traveler. Acknowledge the bounty of that great being who has said, a person will be with whom he loves. One Sahabi, a Bedouin, comes, it's a long story, he comes mumbling something, he's shouting, he's asking something. He came close to Rasulullah, some Sahaba heard. He said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what do you have to say about people or a person who loves a group of people, وَلَمَّا يَلْحَقْ بِهِمْ, but he never meet them. For example, we love the Sahaba. We have never met the Sahaba, but we love them so dearly. Or any other person in this world who you did not meet, but you read about the person and you love that person dearly. Rasulullah replied, he said, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. On the day of Qiyamah, you will be with that person who you loved very dearly in this world. Whoever you love very dearly in this world, you will be with that person on the day of Qiyamah. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala says, when we heard these words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a man will be with who he loved the most in this world, on the day of Qiyamah, he will be with that person. He said, after accepting Islam, we were never more so happy than that occasion when we heard these words of Rasulullah. At least we had hopes that now we will be on the day of Qiyamah with Rasulullah, because we loved him so dearly. We loved him so dearly. There's a Sahabi by the name of Thoban radiallahu ta'ala. He says, Rasulullah was in a masjid, and then Thoban goes home. He's very restless. He comes to Rasulullah, I've got a question. You are guaranteed Jannat. I do not know what's my position. What if I don't get Jannat? I'll never see you again. Here in the masjid, I'm seeing you every day. I'm seeing you in Madinah Munawwara. Okay, even if Allah grants me Jannat, but your Jannat will be the highest Jannat. I'll be somewhere else. I want to see you. What's going to happen? Rasulullah did not answer. Rasulullah waited for Wahi to come down. Then ulama read the verses that came, وَمَنْ يُتِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ, that person who obeys Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. In the fifth para, that person will be, who obeyed Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will be with the Anbiya alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam in Jannat. With the Siddiqeen, with the Shuhada, with the pious ones, from there it was understood that they will be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah also give us that closeness with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and bond with him. So Rasulullah had mentioned that a person will be with whom he loves. This is an absolute promise, wherein there is no idle talk. I love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On this basis, I have hope in the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A lover has hope in his beloved. And he says the teeth of the letter seen in the word salam, meaning greetings, is laughing. May Allah Ta'ala keep the teeth of the letter seen always smiling. Must make salam, salam. You must be smiling when you make salam. And love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when you send salam, salat and salam upon Rasulullah. The occupation of sending salat and salam on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sufficient. May Allah Ta'ala grant me blessings in this occupation. O Allah, send perpetual salat and salam upon your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Taha, the leader of all the messengers. Ya Rabbi, salli wa sallim, daiman abadan, ala nabiyika Taha, Sayyidi al-Rusuli. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. I'm not going to mention the other riwayats that are mentioned here, because we have spent quite a bit of time tonight. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat now, of making amal, whatever we have heard. Inshallah, tonight could be Laylatul Qadr. Allah Ta'ala knows best. As I mentioned the other day, our job is to knock and knock and knock at the door of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to search for Allah Ta'ala, to search for Laylatul Qadr. Allah Ta'ala is too kind. Allah will not deprive us, inshallah. After the dua, inshallah, you could leave quietly, and those who are remaining behind for tahajjud, you can engage in tahajjud salat also. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين واجعلنا من المهديين واجعلنا من الذين لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون اللهم أكرمنا ولا تهدنا زدنا ولا تنقصنا أعطنا ولا تحرمنا آثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا اللهم عنا ولا تعن علينا اللهم امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا اللهم أرضنا وارض عنا اللهم اهدنا ويسر الهداية لنا اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك وسهل لنا أبواب رزقك اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا قابض يا باسط يا معز يا مذل يا معز يا مذل يا سميع يا بصير يا حكم يا عدل يا لطيف يا خبير يا عزيز يا كريم يا حليم يا لطيف Oh my most beloved Allah, my most kareem, rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you can see how desperate we are tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are extremely desperate, my Allah. Ya Allah, we need you, my Allah. Ya Allah, with the barakat of all those youngsters who are here, my Allah, tonight. Ulama, they are here. Hufaz, they were elderly, the elderly people who are here, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't deprive us now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not know what name of yours to use tonight now, my Allah. How can we praise you, my Allah? Ya Allah, you inspire us, my Allah, with those words, my Allah, that we can make your praise, Ya Allah, how you ought to be praised, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is no other Allah we can turn to, my Allah. There is no other Allah we can turn to, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the only person, you are the only Zat, you are the only being who is worthy of being worshipped. All praise only belongs to you, my Allah. You have commenced your Kalam-e-Majeed with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, every single praise, my Allah, only belongs to you. It solely belongs to you. Ya Allah, you are exactly how you have praised yourself, my Allah. Ya Allah, with these napak tongues of ours, my Allah, we can't even take your name properly, my Allah. We can't truly praise you, my Allah. Subhanak. Ya Allah, glory be to you. Praise be to you. You are free from all type of blemishes and shortcomings, my Allah. You are pak, you are pure, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are sinners, my Allah. We are dirty, my Allah. We are filthy people, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us now, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu raham farma, karam farma. Ya Allah, just pour your mercies upon us, my Allah. Make us be drenched with your mercies, my Allah. With your rahmat, my Allah. Make the tranquility, the sakina come upon us, my Allah. Make the angels surround such a gathering, my Allah. Ya Allah, announce to them that you have forgiven us, my Allah. Ya Allah, announce to them that you have forgiven us, my Allah. Ya Allah, tell the angels to announce that when we stand up from here, that they must announce, they stand up in the collision, your Allah has pardoned you. Your Allah has forgiven you. Your Allah is pleased with you. Ya Allah, tu razi banjab. Ya Allah, become pleased with us, my Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridaka wal jannah wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wal nar. Ya Allah, we're asking you for you to become pleased with us, my Allah. We're asking you for your pleasure, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you are happy with us, my Allah, then we are truly successful, my Allah. Ya Allah, then we are winners in this dunya. Then we are winners in the akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you are not pleased with us, then, my Allah, we are doomed forever and ever, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will never be able to endure the pain of azab in the qabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, we won't be able to do that, endure the pain, my Allah. There'll be nobody to help us, no mother, no father. Ya Allah, nobody to assist us, my Allah. Ya Allah, what are we going to do, my Allah? Ya Allah, those snakes and those pythons, my Allah, scorpions, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, Ya Allah. Protect us, my Allah. How are we going to go to the fire of Jahannam, my Allah? We can't take even a small fire in this world, my Allah. Ya Allah, we get burnt, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we scream out of pain, my Allah. Ya Allah, how are we going to take the intensity of the flames of Jahannam? Ya Allah, it is not possible. We won't be able to enjoy it, my Allah. Ya Allah, in Jahannam, when the people will be thirsty, they'll be giving boiling water to drink. They'll be given pus and blood to drink. Oh, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we won't be able to endure that. Ya Allah, how will Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam feel, my Allah, to see his ummati burning in the fire of Jahannam? Ya Allah. Ya Allah, for the sake of Rasulullah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, for his sake, you forgive us, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of doing good deeds, my Allah. Deeds that will please you now, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that strength. Give us the steadfastness, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you. We don't know what dua to make, how to ask you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not know which button to press tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you now, Allah. You become ours, my Allah. Make us yours. That is all we are asking you, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu hamara banja. Hame tera bana le. Become ours, my Allah. Ya Allah, you lose nothing, my Allah. Everything belongs to you, my Allah. The treasures of the skies and the earth belong to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, the treasures of Jannat belong to you, my Allah. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِيحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُ. Ya Allah, the skies, everything belongs to you, my Allah. Dunya belongs to you, my Allah. Akhirat belongs to you, my Allah. Your khazana is barpoor. Ya Allah, your words in the Quran, you have mentioned, and your words are true, my Allah. Ya Allah, you only speak the truth, my Allah. You have said, مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدْ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقْ. Oh, insan, whatever you have, it will be exhausted, it will perish, it will terminate one day. Whatever I have is always everlasting. It never decreases, it never diminishes, my Allah. Ya Allah, from your khazana, if you shower us with your mercy tonight, if you give us your forgiveness, if you give us Laylatul Qadr, Ya Allah, how will you lose, my Allah? You will never lose, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot benefit you, we cannot harm you, my Allah. Nobody can benefit you, my Allah. Nobody can harm you, my Allah. Everything belongs to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu raham farma, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us to Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Ya Allah, only you know when it is Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have mentioned in the Quran, my Allah.
إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. It is no fabrication, my Allah. It is no fairy tale, my Allah. The Laylatul Qadr is better than 1,000 months, my Allah. Allah, Rasulullah SAW has taught us, my Allah, that we must search for Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Allah, we are sitting in your masjid. Allah, we haven't gone home, my Allah. Allah, we are searching, my Allah. Allah, we are desperate, my Allah. How are you going to see us going home empty-handed, my Allah? Allah, you are Hayyu and Kareem. Allah, you are so munificent. You are so generous, my Allah. Ya Allah, you will never see any person who raises his hand and begs from you that you send him empty-handed, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the dunya, the kings, if a person goes to him, they will shower the bounties to that person. Ya Allah, if they love that person, they'll give the person more. And the person keeps on going. But there comes a time when the king becomes frustrated. He becomes angry. He chases that person away. Ya Allah, at this very moment, Namatil Muluk. وَقَدْ أَغْلَقُوا أَبْوَابَهُمْ. All the kings are fast asleep. All the leaders of the world are fast asleep. They have closed their doors. Their bodyguards are standing there. Nobody can go and visit and disturb any king now, my Allah. وَلَمْ يَبْقَ إِلَّا بَابُ الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَمْ يَنَمْ. But that door of that Allah, who is all living, who is all hearing, all seeing, that door is never closed. Ya Allah, your doors are always wide open, my Allah. And therefore, my Allah, we are enjoying talking to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are getting such enjoyment begging from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us all what we require, my Allah. Give us more than what we require, my Allah. Don't make us become muhtaj and makhluk, my Allah. Don't let it happen that we have to stretch our hands in front of any person, my Allah. Ya Allah, you shower, give us halal, tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Give us halal, rozi, from unseen sources, my Allah. Our youngsters help them, my Allah. You guide them, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make them take drugs, my Allah. Ya Allah, if they have slept, my Allah, if they have become addicted to the drugs, my Allah, Ya Allah, you are most powerful, my Allah. Shifa is in your hands, my Allah. You never fail, my Allah. Ya Allah, you can never fail, my Allah. You can never lose, my Allah. Shaitan will lose, insan will lose. Ya Allah, you never lose, my Allah. You've got all the power, my Allah. You are the Tawl, my Allah. We read in your Quran, you are Qadir, you are Qadir, you are Kabir, you are Akbar. Ya Allah, it is impossible, Ya Allah. Doctors may fail, my Allah. Rehabs may fail, my Allah. But these, Ya Allah, those people who have become addicts, they are sincere, they are turning to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, when drunkards, you have made them walis, my Allah. Ya Allah, did you not make Bishr Hafi your friend, my Allah? Akbar Kurdi, didn't you make him your friend, my Allah? Zunnun Misri, my Allah. Ya Allah, Malik bin Dinar, my Allah. What lives they led, my Allah. They were drunkards, so many of them. But you made them so pious that they became, Ya Allah, great walis, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have that power, my Allah. Ya Allah, put that strength into these boys and girls who have taken drugs, my Allah. Cleanse and purify their bodies, my Allah. Make them hate those drugs, my Allah. Don't make them go near those drugs, my Allah. Ya Allah, our rehabs are full, my Allah. There's no more space anymore in the rehabs. Ya Allah, now they have to open more and more rehabs, my Allah. Where in the ummah we have heard that even young girls have to go to rehabs, my Allah. Ya Allah, their lives are barbad. Their parents' lives are barbad, my Allah. They may have things of the dunya. They've got no chain and no sukoon. Ya Allah, these youngsters don't want to take the drugs. They made a mistake, my Allah. Ya Allah, they acknowledge that, my Allah. You take them out of the ruts, my Allah. Take them out of the rotten environment, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them hidayat, my Allah. Give all of us hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Ya Allah, you guide us to sirat al-mustaqim. Nobody else can guide us, my Allah. Don't make us go astray. Don't make us commit zina, my Allah. So many people are going to prostitute dens, my Allah. Ya Allah, they're selling their bodies, my Allah. They're selling away their iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, they're living that filthy, morbid life, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them that himmat and courage to move away from there. Those who have made that mistake, my Allah, you have mentioned in the Quran, we read today, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ وَالْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify purify them, forgive them. Don't make them go back to those haram. Allah, so many are going to rave clubs, my Allah. So many are watching, ya Allah, porn, pornographic material, my Allah. So many young children, my Allah, we can't even imagine. 4 and 5 and 6 years old, little children, masoom children, my Allah. They're sitting glued with pornographic material, my Allah. Ya Allah, they're watching haram and filthy, obscene things, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is coming to a masajid now, my Allah. In your haram sharif, my Allah. Fana darosa mubarak, my Allah. And then we ask you, why aren't you helping them? But, my Allah, it is because of us, my Allah. Because of us, my Allah. We acknowledge, my Allah. Give us that himmatur, shun all evil. Ya Allah, help us to overpower nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, you have chained shaitan in the month of Ramadan, my Allah. Ya Allah, each day he'll be released, my Allah. Shayateen will be released, my Allah. What are they going to do, my Allah? We are so weak, my Allah. Allah, give us that istiqamat of taqwa. Grant us taqwa. Allah, give us istiqamat and taqwa. Ya Allah, we read in the Quran almost every day, my Allah. الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات those who have iman and do righteous deeds, those who please Allah, those who do good deeds, ya Allah, keep making the haqiqat for us, making the reality for us now, my Allah. Don't make us amongst those who are indulging in sayyat, ma'asi, dhunub, sin, vice, evil, filthy lives. Don't make us indulge in ghibat and gossip and backbiting and cheating. Remove from us that anger we have. Give us a good tabiat, my Allah. Give us a good mizaj, my Allah. Don't make us have a nazuk tabiat, my Allah. Make us be hayyin, layyin, kind people, soft hearts. Don't make us become cruel and oppressive, ya Allah. Help us to treat our wives and children correctly and properly. Don't make us make zulam on our workers, my Allah. Don't make us make zulam on our students, my Allah. Don't make us make zulam on the makhluk, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us good people now, my Allah. Allahumma ahdina li ahsani al-akhlaq. La yahdi li ahsaniha illa anta. Wasrif anna sayyaha. La yasrifu anna sayyaha illa anta. Make us have the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us shine now, my Allah. As true mu'mineen, true Muslim, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept the ummah. Whatever ibadah the ummah is made in the month of Ramadan, especially accept it wherever your ummati is, my Allah. Whether he is in America, China, Japan, Africa, whether he is in the Arab countries, my Allah, Australia, wherever he may be, in Iceland even, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept all the rozas, all the ibadat. Ya Allah, abtu raham farma, hidayat ka fasla farma. Ya Allah, make the decision that now the conditions, the ummat will change, it'll be better, it'll improve, and the non Muslims will also come into the fold of Islam. Islam will gain strength. Every home with baked brick, unbaked brick, every tent, every canopy, every home, every palace, every dwelling, ya Allah, will be full of iman, my Allah. It'll only be iman and Islam and peace in the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all type of fitna, my Allah. Protect us from the fitna of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, Rasulullah warned us about Dajjal. Every Nabi warned his ummah about Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to recite Suratul Kahf. Ya Allah, protect us from Dajjal. Ya Allah, protect our children from Dajjal. Protect our grandchildren from Dajjal. Protect our progeny from Dajjal. Ya Allah, if we are alive, or if any member of our progeny is alive, and Dajjal has to appear, you protect them, my Allah. You protect our children, my Allah. Make them be in the group of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. Ya Allah, make them be in the group of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu salam. Make them be on haqq in hidayat, my Allah. Don't make them be astray, my Allah. Don't make them wander astray, my Allah. Don't make them sell the iman, my Allah. Don't make us become renegades, my Allah. Don't make us become murtad, my Allah. Those children who have become murtad, those people who have become murtads, my Allah, they have made a mistake, my Allah. Hidayat is in your hands, my Allah. Bless them with iman again. Bring them, give them hidayat again. Ya Allah, bring them back into the fold of Islam. Make them powerful Muslims again, my Allah. Ya Allah, make Islam strong, my Allah. Islam ki hifazat farma. Hamari deen aur iman ki hifazat farma. Jaan aur maal ki hifazat farma. Abru izzat ki hifazat farma. Hamari gharon ki hifazat farma. Masajid madaris khanka ki hifazat farma. Tabligh jamaat ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, mujahideen ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, unko kamyabi ata farma. Ya Allah, ya Allah, unki hifazat farma, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many are languishing in the prisons, my Allah. So many are languishing in the prisons, my Allah. تو ان کو چھکارہ نصیب فرما ان کی رہائی کی سبب اسباب بیدا فرما یا اللہ ریلیز them my Allah. So many haven't seen the children's face, my Allah. یا اللہ, more than 10-11 years have gone, my Allah. They are still chained stood on kalima, la ilaha illallah. Ya Allah, so many of our sisters, my Allah. So many of them are languishing in prison. They have made no other offense, my Allah. The world is blind, my Allah. The world are liars, my Allah. They have spoken lies, my Allah. Ya Allah, our masoom children are suffering, my Allah. Send your angels down, my Allah. Send your rahmat, my Allah. We are not people who fight, my Allah. We are peace-loving people, my Allah. Ya Allah, how you send those angels in the battle of Badr, Uhud, Khandaq? Those angels haven't died, my Allah. They are still in your control, in your position, my Allah. Ya Allah, send your al-malaikatul muqarrabun, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, change the conditions, my Allah. Change the conditions. Ya Allah, you change. You know when it's going to happen. We don't know, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is paining us now, my Allah, to see masoom children, my Allah. The bodies are mutilated, my Allah. They are burnt into ashes, my Allah. They have sustained injuries, wound, my Allah. Eyes are gorged out, my Allah. Eh Malik, eh Kareem, eh Baghdad, eh Hayy, Qayyum, Allah. Ya Allah, change the conditions, Ya Allah. Make us become pious, make us be loving people. Ya Allah, we haven't given dawah to the non-Muslims. Therefore, we are suffering today, Ya Allah. Help us, Ya Allah, to have good akhlaq in our business deals, especially, Ya Allah. When they see us the way we cheat and we lie, did they lose courage of accepting Islam? We have become a obstruction for them accepting Iman in Islam. Ya Allah, make us become good people now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making promise to you tonight, my Allah. All our youngsters, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they have raised their hands now, my Allah. Our adults, my Allah. Our elderly people, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters listening at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't want to scream and make dua, my Allah. Ya Allah, but we are so desperate. We are so desperate, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum kahan jaye? Ya Allah, where must we go? You show us, my Allah. Where can we go, my Allah? There's nobody else, my Allah. The only person who is all hearing, all seeing, who never sleeps is you, my Allah. Ya Allah, change our conditions. Help us. Give us afiyat, salamati, ifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the ishq and muhabbat and the ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah SAW. Give us tawfiq of making amal on all what we have learned in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, all those who requested duas, answer all the jais murad. All those sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Ya Allah, give us best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Grant us sincerity, my Allah. Grant us sincerity, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, grant us acceptance. Give us maqbooliyat, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم انك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين